Hello, my name is Casper Michulski and I'm a second year PhD student at the University of Rochester in the Department of Mechanical Engineering. I'm a Horton Fellow and I'm currently working at the FLAS Center for Computational Science under Professor Petros Zafirakos. Today I will be talking to you about the implementation and verification of an LC model for Z-Pinch flash simulations. Before we get started, I would like to personally thank Eddie Hansen for his involvement in the creation of the circuit model. The motivation to add a model arises from current differences that we're seeing when applying an input to pulsed power devices like the Z machine, which will be the focus of this poster. There are times when the current actually delivered to the load was higher than the current being input into the machine. This can be seen in the picture that is shown in the middle column here. The blue line is what flows through the stack, while the green line is what is measured being delivered to the load. To help understand these current differences, Professor McBride at the University of Michigan and his research group applied a simplified model and were able to describe these discrepancies. The same model is what is added to the flash code. Flash code is a multi-physics parallel adaptive mesh refinement, finite volume, Eulerian hydrodynamics, and MHD code. The code is currently being worked on at the University of Rochester's FLAS Center for Computational Science. Its capabilities include high fidelity, high energy density simulations such as Z-Pinch. To implement the circuit model, the Z machine is drastically simplified. The model Professor McBride created represents the complexity of the transmission lines of the Z machine simplified to a Thevenin equivalent circuit. The outer transmission lines are modeled as an inductor L. The outer transmission lines as well as the connection to the inner are modeled as a capacitor C. The inner transmission lines are modeled as another inductor L0, and the target is modeled as an inductor as well, L target. This model can be seen at the top right column to the right of the dashed line. Finally, a drive circuit is added, with a voltage source and an impedance associated with it. This is seen to the left of the dashed line in the same spot. This is a lossless model to see if the basic architecture of the machine can account for discrepancies in the current. The graph in the middle panel shows the results. As can be seen by the diamonds here, here, and here, there are multiple locations where the value of the current at the load crosses with the value of the current at the stack, replicating what is seen on both the machine and in the work done by Professor McBride's group. Now that we have verified the results, we have integrated the circuit solver into Flash to expand our understanding of the Z-Pinch experiment. This work is being done in collaboration with Hafiz Rahman, Emil Ruskov, and Paul Ney. Finally, this work was made possible through the funding by the DOE, ARPA-E, and NSA grant, the Horton Fellowship, and collaborations with Los Alamos National Lab and Lawrence Livermore National Lab.